Recording in progress. Boker tov. Tiskul shanim rabot. Erev Shabbat Hagadol. Shalom uvorach. Shtabach shemo. We'll speak about Shabbat Hagadol shortly. But first of all, I want to give a warm welcome to all the boys. Shtabach shemo coming back. Yeah.
I met you.
Gilad. Right? So, Rabotai, welcome back. Hopefully, Bezat Hashem, even before Pesach, you'll take us back with you. Bezat Hashem. Like we say in the Haggadah, in Ashkenazim, this coming Shabbat, have a minhag to read certain portions of the Haggadah. The Rama brings it down to Shulchan Aruch. We don't necessarily have such a minhag, but it says over there, V'nochal sham min hazevachim min hapesachim. A lot of the things that we do during the Seder are only commemorative of the way they're supposed to be. You know that. Zeroa, Afikoman, all these things are only commemorative. The real thing, right, you have the egg, Zechel Korban Chagiga, you say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want the fake. I want the real. You have to say, V'nochal sham min hazevachim min hapesachim. You'll eat the Korban Chagiga, Korban Pesach, with the matzah and the maror, and real matzah, not cracker matzah, you know, the real stuff. Anyway, Mikol Makom, Tzach Lada'ar. You know, when it comes to Leila Seder, I want to start off with something. I actually, they gave me, I had an opportunity this week to give a shiur in Spectres, in Rebbein Yitzhak Elchanan. So I gave a shiur there this week. The yeshiva, not the other one. Anyway, Bikitzur,
the yeshiva part.
So I told them over there, very interesting thing. Tekshiv, you know, there's a Gemara, everybody knows the famous Gemara, that 30 days already before Pesach and start reviewing. You have to be proficient in Pesach. There was once a kid who, Bachur Yeshiva, Yeshiva boy, that came to the Chazon Ish right before Ben Azmanim, right before he went back home for you know, vacation for the Chag. And he asked him, Rebbe, what should I learn when I go? What should I do now? What should I do to prepare for going home? He says, 30 days before Ben Azmanim, you should start reviewing Ilchot Kibud Avayim. Why? Because he says during this man, you're usually not home. You stay in yeshiva. Most people, a lot of people dorm, whatever. You're not home. Now you come home. Not to say that there's not kibud avayim before, but now you're home. It's mamash hands-on. So just like you prepare 30 days before the chag for Pesach, you got to prepare 30 days before for kibud avayim dan. Shamata? Now he says like this. It's called, how's your Persian? Gushkon. Anyway, bikitzur. Nakun. Now he says like this. Yeah. So that's a big thing. I want to tell you, especially when people come back from yeshiva, this happens almost to everybody. Any yeshiva bacher in history, right, who comes from a little bit more of a traditional or Baal Tshuva background, gets this following situation. The following situation arises, listen carefully, because it happens inevitably to everybody, every chag, and you got to know how to field it. Yeah, you got to know. You think halakha is only full of the lechatchilas? Optimal situations, what are you talking about? Yeah. 80% of halakha is what? Non-optimal situations. What we call in halakha? The di'avad. There's a lot of the di'avads out there. What do you think? Everything's black and white in Shulchan Aruch? That would make everything much easier. It's not like that, though. You have to field questions. You have to field situations that aren't always necessarily so black and white. There's a lot of gray in halakha also. You got to know what to do. For instance, what happens if a person comes home from yeshiva or whatever, and he goes through what we like to call, everybody here I'm sure can relate to it, it's what we call starking out. What does stark mean in Yiddish? Stark means strong. Strong. Gesund und stark. Stark means strong. So you starked out. You strengthened. You were mitchazik. If you don't go to yeshiva to be mitchazik, where are you going to be mitchazik? That's where you go, mitchazik. You go, you learn, you grow. Now you come home. You have to know many things. You have to know how to do havdalah. Havdalah between what's halakha and what's chumrah and what's nachon, Mikey? You have to know.
Priorities,
nachon. Not to say the chumrot are bad, chas shalom, chumrah is a sender, but you have to know when to impose it, when not. And sometimes you come home, there are certain families that are very, I say, accommodating of chumrot and whatever, and there are other families that maybe not so much. And that's okay. There's different strokes for different folks, nachon? Different S strokes for different folks. Now he said, "Bekitzur, mikol makom." I have to talk with Diuk. Yeah, when in Rome. Now, mikol makom. You have to know, Rabotai. Listen carefully. I'll tell you, Tshuvat Radbaz, very, very interesting tshuva. He says there was one time a city where the shochatim in the city, there were some rumors that maybe they weren't doing exactly the best job that they could. Without nothing trave, nothing trave, but they weren't maybe doing all the halachot of shchita. And it's important to note that none of these rumors were ever corroborated. There's rumors that went out, there's rumors that didn't stop. Now, what happened was that there was a certain nobleman, certain gvir. Everybody needs those guys, right? The people who give the money. And he was making some sort of seuda, yartzeit, simcha, whatever. And he invited the Talmid Chachamim in the city to partake of the seuda. Some of the Chachamim in the city, because of those rumors, they said, no, we're not eating the meat. Lo tov, shchita ze pasul. The Baal HaBayit is a little uncomfortable, obviously, needless to say. So he says, okay, you know what, maybe, okay, no meat. I understand, a lot of people don't eat meat in random places. He says, maybe I can offer you some tadik, right? He says, I'll give you something else. He says, no, since your meat is taref, all your kelim are taref. Everything's no good. No tadig and no kugel and no klum. And they didn't eat. And needless to say, the Baal HaBayit was very insulted. They sent the Sheila to the Radbaz. Did these Talmidei Chachamim act appropriately? It's in Chelek Dalit. I have to look for the tshuva again. The Yalkut Yosef in Chod Pesach brings it down. Chelek Dalit in the Radbaz. I'll look for the tshuva. I'll tell you Be'ezrat Hashem exactly where it was. Mikol Makom, they asked him, and he made a big stink. The Baal HaBayit was insulted and whatever. The Radbaz says, you acted completely out of line. He says, what are you doing? He says, first of all, even if you're Talmid Chachamim, you want to be Machmir, you have to know, even Chumrot have a time and a place. Over here, what do you want to say? You're not bringing it to your home. You're somewhere else now. You're a guest. A guest is already in a situation of B'diavad, number one. Number two, he says, there's no Yisurim over here. It's not in the Hilchot Shechita that they were talking about. It wasn't that they were, the Shechita was Pasur. They weren't being medakdek on certain things. And it wasn't even corroborated. So even if he served you the meat, eat the meat. And he says, and even if there was an issue with the meat, that doesn't, he proves that that doesn't necessarily asur the kelim. He shows that bliot is not like the actual food. So what are you doing? Even if, he says, I would eat the meat, says the Radbaz, but even if you didn't want to, it doesn't asur the kelim. What are you not eating the tadig and the kugels and whatever? He said, you ever eat tadig and kugel in the same meal?
No.
It's kinayim, huh? So he says like this.
My home, yes. My home.
Bemet?
My wife will make both sometimes.
So I'm saying, it's a shatnez. Now he says like this, Rabotai. Now.
You should try potato kugel with Rome Sabzi.
Hello, I'll tell you. Now he says like this, yeah. Bekitzur, Mikol Makom. Yeah, he comes from Germany, so he eats all his kugels and mazachim. Yeah, now. Bekitzur, so listen carefully. The Radbaz says, what are you doing? He says, you don't know what kind of damage you insulted the guy. And there was no room. He said, even if you want to be machmir, even to be machmir to yourself, there's a time and place for everything. Now again, the Yalkut Yosef says this because sometimes a person is a guest on Pesach. Sometimes you can be a guest in your own home. You know that. If you're in yeshiva all year, when you come home for Ben Azmanim, you can consider yourself a guest, even though you're home.
There are times when you always say the bracha after yeshiva.
That just strengthens my point. Aval, Mikol Makom, you don't make a big stink. I'm not talking about things that are obviously treif, things that are obviously chametz. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about, let's say, you know, this Pesach is the holiday of Chumrot. I don't have to tell you. Every Eidah has their Chumrot. I eat this, I don't eat that, eat this. Let's say a person has a Chumrot, I only eat Shmur Matzah. Okay, so yeah. And in their house, they serve things, whatever, that's not exactly Shmur Matzah. And they serve it and whatever. He says, not all the Kelim are Treif. What are you talking about? Are you crazy? Zilonachon. What are you making a stink? Or something, they bought a certain Ashgacha that a person doesn't really try. It's Ashgacha, it's a legitimate Ashgacha. And a person, let's say this person is a little bit more yeshivish or whatever, he doesn't want to be so mech on that. His mother made the food with that. No, I'm not eating anything. No, no, don't do that. Nakon babajun. Lo la'asot etze. Nakon? Yeah. Nakon? So, besedim. So, don't. There you go. Yeah, that's 1368 in Chelek Dalet. Yeah, what are you doing? He says you're making needless machlokot, especially by Sfaradim. You go to a Sfaradi's house, yeah? Adam, Nachon, you go to a Sfaradi's house and he serves you food and you don't eat it? You toast. That's like the biggest insult ever.
How far do we go with this?
Not if that's
what Yashan.
Don't eat. Well, hold on.
Next time you'll eat that dish.
Again, you have to, and not always, by the way, even if you don't want to eat something, There's intelligent ways to go around, about that also. Not always when I go out do I always eat. So what? You eat a bunch of other stuff and you show the guy, you put on, I'm eating the, you show him like, why is, you make a Z. But don't necessarily make, you just came back from Israel. You know what Afghanot are? Afghanot, protests. Yeah, don't make protests. Don't put on your riot gear. Relax, take it easy. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody, and it's okay. Not everybody in Am Yisrael is on the same religious level. You know that. And that's okay. It's the beauty of Am Yisrael. You know, there's a very, very big prism of people out there. If it's, again, what's the boundary? If it's something that's really treif, then you don't say, no machloket, no machloket. Then you say what? Machloket. You know, look, you have to know how to say no. If it's something that's obviously chametz, or whatever, something that's halachically bad, then you draw the line over there. But if something that's halachically mutah, and by the way, in order to make the difference, you have to use chokhmat Torah. How do you know what's halacha? How do you know what's chumrah? How do you know what's mutar, asur, mutar lechatchila, bedi'avad? How do you know all these things? You got to learn the halachot. You have another week left till Pesach. You went through Hilchot Pesach, tzach la'avor. You got to go through the halachot to know what's not. So that's aitzat tova for everybody. Do not make a ruckus. In general, in houses, again, obviously there's exceptions. But usually if you're going to somebody's house on Pesach, whether it's your parents or your family or whatever it is, your friends, you're not going to people's houses for Pesach where they just don't care about anything and they're serving you chametz gamu. Because if that was the case, you wouldn't be going there for Pesach. It's not. If you're going, that means they care to a certain extent and they're makpid to a certain extent. Maybe some a little bit more, some a little bit less. Lo la'asod balagam. Right? That's the moral of the story. I'm not telling you Musa. I'm telling you Tshuvat HaRadbaz. Nachon, Mikey? Chelek Dalet Siman Elef Shin Samachet. Halacha Psuka. You see, Poskim talk about this also. You see how he talks to the Chachamim over there? Mikey, in the Tshuva?
Yeah.
Says, Lo Nachon Asitem. He tells them, you didn't act appropriately. You should have eaten.
Does this apply just to the Tshuva or applies to everyone?
Everybody. Anybody who's a guest on Pesach, if you're... Huh? No, come on.
You know.
Yeah, anytime you're a guest. One second. Distant relative and they keep nothing. That's a scary combination of words. You know what I'm saying? Keep nothing can conjure up all sorts of images in your mind. Keep nothing can mean nevelot utrefot, shkatzim ulmasim, chazir, gamal, al nebet v'shafan. You know what I'm saying? You can have all the... meat and dairy is that's a pretty big one. That's an issue. Meat, dairy and meat, basar b'chalav, is big issues. We're talking about over here. That's what I'm saying. Don't make a mistake.
They keep calling
basar.
Shem
Yerachem. So you got to deal with that. You got to really deal with it. Huh? There's you have to kasher. There's things they have to. That's what I'm saying. You have to make havdalah. Huh? Again, I'm not going to give you a blanket psak halacha for a shayla that has a million different variables and is very subjective to the shayla. I'm telling you, use your brain. Okay, you have what I'm saying? If it's a place that keeps a kosher home, whatever, and they bring, right? They keep a kosher home and they keep all the halachot and they keep basar b'chalav and they keep kasher and pesach and whatever. They brought a certain hashgacha that maybe you're not so thrilled about. You have to know. You have what I'm saying? Or they did a they're ask a rav. No, be intelligent enough, and even when there's a problem, there are ways to deal with problems in a way that doesn't explode the house. You have what I'm saying? There are ways to deal with it. Now, I want to tell you another thing because this is I usually every Pesach I compile a list of top 50 questions for Pesach. There's top 50, there's top 10, and top 5. I should show you after Pesach who got in where. Anyway, Bikitsur, so one of the top 10 questions for Pesach is going away for Pesach with regards to Bdikat Chametz. This is a big, big one, especially if you're one of the people who are Yotze Mitzvat Ase Min HaTorah to go away for Pesach. Now, especially when you're Yotze Mitzvah. Oh, nachon. Now, but you're... Afuch, when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim towards Eretz Yisrael, not leaving Eretz Yisrael towards Chutz La'aretz. That's the wrong way. Anyway, what you should have done is took your parents out of Mitzrayim and brought them to Eretz Yisrael. That would have been the best. But now, so what happened now? You left Eretz Yisrael, which is where we were going to begin with, going back to Mitzrayim. Yeah. What was Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim was Eirvat Haaretz, right? The abomination of the land. What's America? What's right? Democrat city. This is Eirvat. This is right. New York. Is it? Now, as follows. Rabotai, listen carefully. If you're traveling, and people think the further away you travel, the more exotic the location, the bigger mitzvah min ha-muchar. If you go to Florida, ze mitzvah. Mitzvah ta'aseh. If you go to Mexico, ze mitzvah. Ze chazak meon. If you go to the Bahamas or whatever, ze chaval lasma. That's already, nachon, Mikey? If you go somewhere lame, then it's like, might as well stay home. Huh?
Level.
He do mitzvah. He do mitzvah. I one time saw an ad for Pesach in Egypt. This was a few years ago. It was really weird. They showed pyramids was in. Who goes to Egypt for Pesach? Are you crazy? Anyway,
they had it this year. They had it this year also.
In Egypt?
I saw the flyer.
Yeah, but Dubai, I understand, but that's not Egypt. You know what I'm saying? But you know, the truth is, especially if you're Persian, you can reenact the Dayenu in Egypt the best. You know what I'm saying? If you go out on the sand and start beating everybody with scallions, forget it. That's the best Dayenu ever, huh? Yeah. So, Rabotai, take it easy. Everybody comes into to Shul Pesach morning bloody and green and zed from the Dayenu. Take it in the phone. No. Moroccans do other stuff to reenact the miracle. We do the people, we pick up the ki'ara over the heads. But the beatings, that's the beatings are miuchat to Persian Jews. That's nachon. That's you get. You actually get, huh? I never heard of it. I never heard of it. By I think it's just the Persian thing. I might be wrong, but I think it is. Okay, so I'm saying, Nikol Makom Rabotai, listen carefully. When you're going away for Pesach, it depends really where you're going away and when you're leaving with regards to Bdikat Chametz, as follows. In general, there's a halakha in Shulchan Aruch that if you're leaving your house within 30 days of Pesach, you are obligated by Din HaGemara to do Bdikat Chametz. Now, without bracha, the only time you're doing Bdikat Chametz with bracha is Leil Bdikat Chametz, yani a week from last night, this coming Thursday night. Or Larba Asan, that's when you make a bracha on Bdikat Chametz. But otherwise, you'll make Bdikat Chametz without bracha. Here's the issue. If you're selling your house, meaning we don't really sell the house. We sell the chametz in the house and rent out the places in the house. But if you're renting it to a goy, let me ask you a question. And you'll realize why I'm asking this question. Even if you're staying home for Pesach, everybody has a designated place or two in the house where they store their sold chametz over Pesach, correct? You got to seal it off. You got to block it off. Lock the door. Put a sign. Yeah? On Leil Bdikat Chametz, let's say, I don't know, it's a closet, it's a garage, it's an attic, it's a basement, wherever you put it, you can put it multiple places too, you just have to block it. On Leil Bdikat Chametz, on Thursday night, you have to check those locations. Let's say your chametz is in your attic or in your garage. That's going to be your place where you're keeping your chametz and you're closing it off. Do you have to do Bdikat Chametz in that room, in that area?
No, for rent that space.
Yeah, you do rent that space. No?
It's not going to be yours.
No, why?
I'm going to check the garage.
You already know it's there.
I don't think so.
Machloket Poskim. Yeah, excellent. Why? Many poskim hold. Maran Zichron Lechaim brings in Chazan Ovadia. If the mechira only happens on Friday morning, so even if you're keeping the chametz over there over Pesach and you're going to sell it tomorrow, but on Leil Bdikat Chametz, who does it still belong to?
You,
your chayev bdika. Nevertheless, chakev. Chakerega. Nevertheless, Adon Chatam Sofer and Shuvot writes that since over here, I know that the chametz is going to be here. Plus, I'm selling it to a goy tomorrow morning before the Zman HaYisur. There's no reason and there's no chiyuv to check this area. And alachana ma'aseh, maran zichron v'chan chazon over the apaskins, that you do not, even if the sale is only happening the next morning, Erev Pesach, you do not have to check these places. Kitchen cabinets with chametz, don't check them. You have your chametz in your garage, don't check it. Why? Because that's going to be part of the sale. Here's the thing, Rabotai. Many times when people sell their, when people go away for Pesach, especially if you're going away somewhere exotic, you're going to Florida, you're going to Mexico, you're going to Dubai, and you're down, where else do they go? Where else do they go?
Arizona
is a chazak mil. Yeah, where else? Yeah. So all sorts of exotic locations. Yeah. When are you leaving? Most people already won't be there on Thursday night. They will have already left by Thursday night. So they will sell their chametz, all the chametz in the house, and they're renting out all of the locations in the house where there's chametz. So technically, or they'll rent out the entire house over there. They're doing mechirat chametz on the entire house. Therefore, technically, what does that do? That exempts them from a chovat bdikat chametz on their usual house. However, you have a problem. What about the mitzvah on the person to do bdikat chametz? Over there, that's easy. Says the Chatam Sofer, wherever you are on leil bdikat chametz, you'll do your bdikat chametz there. If you're in a hotel room, you're in a villa, you're in one of those vacation homes, and you're down over there, you'll do your bdikat chametz beleil, bdikat chametz Thursday night with bracha, v'zeo. And you don't have to do anything in your house before you leave. But the Chachamim said you have to check 30 days before. That's only if you're not doing mechira. The Chachamim weren't talking about a case where you're doing mechira and all the kinyanim on your house before you leave. Because if you are, you're patur from mechira, from bedikah mechira. And you only do where you go. Now,
is renting and selling two different things?
When we say mechira chametz, there's a lot of kinyanim that go on. By the way, Mikey, tell the boys, they're all invited to all simcha. Everybody, not a... The Talmidim and all the boys who are back Thursday night and Friday morning, we're having two Mechirot Chametzes in all Simcha and Queens in my shul. If you want to come, it's really a spectacular sight to
Why?
See. It's fun. It's informative. It's educational. It's very, very, you can learn a lot. No, not a shul. The actual Mechirot Chametz. It's a very interesting... You can come and watch. Now, we don't really sell the house. We rent out the house and he's kone all of the chametz in the house. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. I want to tell you, if you want to come, it's one sale is going to be all simcha next Thursday night at 10 p.m. And then the next one is going to be Friday morning, right? The one at 10 p.m. at night is going to be for people who are traveling east to Israel, to Dubai, and Yodama, to Morocco. The regular one on Friday morning is at 10 a.m., 12 hours after, for people who are staying home or miskinim, and who are traveling west, you know, L.A., whatever, stuff like that. Now, listen carefully. Then there are people that, let's say you're traveling for Pesach, but you're traveling local. Let's say you're not going to be home for Pesach. You're going to be local. You're going to be at your parents. You're going to be at your in-laws. You're going to be in Lakewood, you're going to be in whatever, but you know, the people who are leaving to their places where they're going to be for Pesach, not by Thursday night. They're going to leave, these people are going to leave on Friday morning, Friday afternoon. Over there, these people are going to be home on Thursday night. So what's the halacha in terms of their bdikat chametz? They're still selling their whole house for chametz, but here's the issue. So over there, if you sell your whole house, you're actually absolving yourself from any bidikat chametz, so you're not going to do the mitzvah bidikat chametz. So what do? The Chatam Sofer, as quoted by the Chazon of Adiyah Lalacha, says that over there you should leave one room in the house that you are not including as part of the mechirat chametz. Leave one room and search with the bracha that room on Thursday night while you're still home, and that's your chovah, that's your mitzvah bidikat chametz. What about the rest of the house? The rest of the house, wherever there's the chametz, will be included as part of your mechirat chametz, and then you don't have to check the house if you're not going to be home the rest of Pesach. If you're coming home during Pesach, Rabotai, all of what I've said is if you're traveling locally or traveling abroad and you're not going to be home all Pesach. If you're not going to be home the first days, but you're coming home chonam oayz, you're coming home second days, the halacha ul-ma'aseh is that you must check your home as usual on Pesach because you're going to be using the whole house. So you have to do bedikat chametz as though you would be home the entire Pesach. Everything I said, traveling abroad, traveling locally, and you can sell your house to absolve you from bidikat chametz is only when you're not going to be home the entire chag. Or at least you don't plan it. Sometimes people, something happens, you have to get something, whatever, but at least you don't plan on being home the entire chag of Pesach. You understand what I'm saying?
Family? That room is totally clean.
Huh?
It's totally clean. There's nothing there.
You have to look for things that you don't know are there. You make a bracha for the search. I'll tell you, chidush, even if you're staying home, your house is clean by the time Lil Pesach comes around. So what are you really looking for? Besides for the 10 pieces. Let's be brutally honest right now. If not for the fact that you put out 10 pieces before you search for chametz in your house, in general, what is it that you find besides for the chametz that you know is there and you're selling the next day? What are you finding? A Cheerio, you don't have to destroy. You're looking for what? You're looking for pieces of chametz and seor that are kazait and more. How many times have you actually went around and found a challah roll or a Danish or whatever?
Not once.
What's that the problem?
Never, ever.
When was the last time you went around and you found a full sangak under the counter? Right, is that it? That's the...
smushed in there somewhere.
Doesn't happen. And yet, the mitzvah of bedikat chametz applies. You go around, right? The mitzvah is not finding. The mitzvah is searching with the intention that if I find, I'll destroy. Search and destroy mission. Yeah? You have to pretend chametz is the terrorist. Right? Chametz is the terrorist and you search and destroy. Yeah? Now, that's with regards to that. I want to tell you, we went through basically many of the... I want to amend something I said the other day because Rabbi Aziz actually brought it to my attention, so I actually want to fix it. Yesterday, I told you that the minhag of, we'll call it the vast majority of Am Yisrael, is not to allow any roasted, grilled, or baked meat or poultry at all b'Liel HaSeder. Lamb, beef, chicken, or otherwise. That's the minhag of the vast majority of Am Yisrael. And that's why the meat that we cook b'Liel HaSeder is, you know, stewy, soupy, with gravy and stuff like that. It was brought to my attention that the Meshadis have a specific minhag to allow grilled or roasted meat b'Liel HaSeder. Obviously, we're not talking about what does the Mishnah say is asur for everybody? Gedi mekulas, to bring a roasted entire lamb to the seder. No, that's asur even for Meshadis. Sorry, newsflash. Yeah, even according to the Meshadi bylaws, that's asur. Yeah, the laws and regulations of the Meshadi constitution, as ratified by the forefathers and the elders of the, you know, you have to know that that's also asur medina mishnah. But what about regular meat? Regular, let's say a steak. Yeah, a steak. That is subject to minhag. And most poskim say the minhag of Rov Am Yisrael is not to have steaks or grilled or even pot roast that's cooked in its own juice. None of that. Or even baked chicken. None of that. There, since it's subject to minhag, if you have a community with a specific minhag to allow it, it's mutar. And from what I did, huh? It's not enough not to have the custom not to. You must have a positive custom to. Yeah, you have to have an active custom to consume these things. So the language of the Chazon of Ovadia is Rov Hakeilot Bisrael Shishamanu Shom'am have this minhag to abstain. Unless you have such a minhag like Meshadis, some Syrians I know have such a minhag to consume it, but otherwise you make things for Liel HaSeder that have liquid, that have some sort of juice. You make, and that, you know, for Persians, it's not a big deal. All these choreshes and whatever, they're all liquidy. Gandhi is liquidy. So I don't know what's left in Persian cuisine that's actually grilled. Huh? No, be'emet. Oh, kebab. They serve kebabs b'Liel HaSeder, really? Huh? No, schnitzel is fried. It's mutar. Fried is like liquid. So I don't know, whatever. So you have to use your imagination. But technically, if you're Meshadi and you want to have a steak, so that would technically be mutar for everybody else. It's asur. You don't do that. Yeah. So, don't eat it. Nope. Now, Rabotai, I'll tell you another thing. Huh? Yeah. Say that. Now. Yeah. Last week we spoke about kitniot. That was a big deal. Yeah. What do you say?
How you make it is first put the meat in.
Yeah.
You cook the meat.
Without the water.
That's so the Magen Avraham actually writes, very interesting, in Siman Taf Ayin. Listen to what he says. He says that if you, let's say you grilled meat, let's say you have a steak. And now, according to the Minhag, for most of Am Yisrael at least, grilled steak is a problem. So he says, what am I going to throw it out now? I want to serve it. So he says, you know what I can do now? If you throw the grilled steak now into a stew, which means you cooked it, after you grilled it, Magen Avraham says, mutar, that's mutar. Why? Because now, if it was the Korban HaPesach, it would be an issue. So over there, now it's no longer resembles the actual Korban Pesach, or even doesn't even vaguely resemble it, in which case he says that would be mutar. So,
but can you just put a few...
What?
They can fry.
Okay, well, pan fried is tzvikedah. It's cooked without, unless it's with oil. If it's just seared, like seared on a pan, then that's, huh? Yeah, so,
matashoyim. You said if it doesn't resemble the korban pesach, then you're allowed to eat it.
Correct.
So, can you just put spicy mayo on the steak and I can eat it?
So, but nachon. But over there, since it's actually grilled, it has a resemblance. Even though beef, korban pesach didn't come from beef, it came from what?
Lamb
or goat. Didn't come from a cow. Nevertheless, the ofen of achana, the ofen of the preparation, resembles that of the korban pesach. That was the issue which the chachamim imposed.
Poultry, chicken.
Also, they imposed it also on anything that requires shkita. This was a very far-reaching minhag. Neither was beef. Matase. Neither was anyodama. Venison. You know what venison is? Deer. You ever eat deer? It's very tough meat. It's not the... Anyway, mikol makom, that's with regards to that. I'll end off with what Maran Zichron Berachah used to say, quoting from the Ben Ish Chai. By the time you get to the Seder, by the time you get to the Shulchan Orech, people are usually famished. Yeah? Takes a few hours to get through the Haggadah and people on the table and matzot and maron and whatever. And you're like teasing your stomach because you're starting off with two glasses of wine on an empty stomach. Then what do you have? You have a tiny piece of karpas to tell your stomach, I ate something. You know what I'm saying? What? What's halil? No, you're not supposed to do that. Oh. Hello. By the maror, you're not allowed to pound charoset. You take it, dip it a little bit, and shake it off because you have to have the tom of the maror. By the korech, you want to pound charoset? That's okay. Over there, you. Halir? Sounds like a song. So, anyway, it's charoset. Charoset, over there by korech, you can pound. But by the sauda, you're not supposed to pound so much food at the seuda. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. Why? It's a seudat mitzvah. Why not? Because if you can get with all of the matzot and wine and food at the table, and you can get to a situation where your achila of the afikoman is achila gasa, in which case you're not yotze the mitzvah. You have to be very careful to leave yourself adequate room so that when you get to the afikoman, it's still eaten with teavon, still eaten with appetite. That's the mitzvah of the evening. Maran Zichron Berachah says, take out all your appetite on the matzot of the Leil HaSeder as opposed to the food. Wow. A bulk of the delicacies, he says, all the foods and salads, save that for the day meals. For the night meals, he says, take it easy, Baba Jum. Take it easy. Right? Go easy. Yeah?
If you do like Avinim, before Chatzot, you have a piece of matzah before Chatzot,
you're not supposed to eat afterwards. Zelo
moi. But even though you... At the end, you eat another piece.
Nevertheless, according to most poskim who disagree with Avnei Nezer, that you're not yotze if you eat food after the afikoman, you have a problem, right? Now, Rabotai. So again, let's put it this way: all of the mitzvot of the seder lecha techila, which is the Haggadah and the matzot, and the maror, and the halil, and every and afikoman, and everything preferably should be done by chatzot. Chatzot is 1 a.m. Practically speaking, a lot of people have a hard time reaching this time limit because of the amount of people and the time things take, whatever. Practically speaking, you're not starting your siddur by the time you get home from shul and start and schleppy, whatever, by until 8:30. You should try, especially if you're, in a situation. You can be either the leader of the seder, or you could be the maitre d' of the seder. You know what the maitre d' is? Show everybody their seats. Yeah, sit them down. Show them. Okay, yalla, keep it moving. That's why the poskim say b'leil seder that falls out on Shabbat, you skip shalom aleichem, you skip eshet chaim, you jump straight into kiddush. Why?
Save time.
Yalla. Yeah. Boro, right? Boro.
Boro, needs job.
Yeah, move it. I say move it.
Yalla.
Yeah. You move it. You move it.
Bedroom. Bedroom.
Move it. Keep it. Badai. La'alacha.
No,
bedroom. Skip. Shalom aleichem and eshet chayim b'leil haseder. That's why if you look in the Haggadah shel Pesach, it doesn't even have shalom. Even though Leil Pesach falls out on Friday night many times, you don't find in any Haggadah shel Pesach shalom aleichem or eshet chayim printed. Why? Skip it, Baba June. Get to the news. Start the night. Move it. So what about a Shetchayim? Still got to sing to your wife, no? Lel Shimonim to protect you from your wife. He said, Maze? Not because of Lel Shimonim, because of Yom Tov. Any Yom Tov that falls in on Shabbat, we don't say Ze. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. You got to make sure, even b'di'avad, if you didn't reach Chatzot, at least even for some of the mitzvot, b'di'avad, you're Yotzeh after Chatzot as well. But again, it's not the best. Try to move it. Yeah? A lot of people get stuck on their Divrei Torah during Magid, during the Agadah. Short, sweet, little bullet points, Divrei Torah are great. Give long drashot. Nobody wants to hear your drashot, right, during the Agadah. Nobody has patience for drashot. Maran Tachon V'chai used to give longer Divrei Torah drashot during the meal. When everybody's eating in quiet, then you give your drashot. During the Agadah is not the time to lay it on thick to anybody. Give bullet points, descriptions, what's going on, what are we doing, what is this talking about, little snippets, besedim. But the big Divrei Torah you leave for the Seudah and also for the day of Pesach. Understand? That's how you move it. Maran Tachon V'chai used to have that seder also. Used to? Nobody likes to schlep. You like davening minyan where they schlep? That what? Who like? No, b'emet zekacha. No, it's just like a minyan. You like to daven in minyan that schleppy? That what? Yeah, no, I'm not talking about the Dvar Torah in Shul Bilin Shabbat. I'm talking about during the Agadah. You're trying to abolish all the Dvar Torah in Shul for yeah? I'll tell you, different people on Friday. I'll tell you a funny joke about it. Yeah. You know the story?
Yes.
One time, there was a rav, went to take a haircut. Maybe it was before Pesach. Barbershops have the hardest time now before Pesach because it's before the Sfirah. So everybody's panicked. Yeah. So the rav came to the barber. He sits down in the chair and he falls asleep. Miskin, it's busy season now. He's exhausted. He falls asleep in the barber's chair. So at the end of the haircut, the barber kind of taps him on the shoulder. He says, Rabbi, I'm done. I'm done. Wake up. Miskin, by the way, is a left. Barbers and taxi drivers, what's their whole panasa? Talking to people, you know, schmoozing. That's part of the job, you know. Barbers know everything about everybody. Because they schmooze with everybody, they know what's going on, nachon? Like Israeli taxi drivers, same thing.
Yeah.
Israeli taxi drivers know the most intimate details of your life in a 20-minute car ride. It's an unbelievable thing. Anyway, mikol makom rabotai. So the barber woke him up and says, Rebbe, I'm done. Here, he shows him the mirror. Good. He says, The Rav was so apologetic. He says, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I was exhausted. I fell asleep on you. It's not derech eretz. So he says, I'm so sorry. He says, Rabbi, you have nothing to be, you have nothing to apologize for. He says, why? He says, don't worry. I fall asleep when you work too. He says, here's a miskinim. Friday night especially, even on Shabbat day, but Friday night, you ever see when there's a derashan Friday night? Immediate, automatic. I see it from my side. What happens? Immediate. Huh? Oh, they want to give them a catnap so when they come to the Shabbat meal for their wives and for the children.
How about it's the Neshama Yetera? Neshama Yetera makes you tired.
Yeah, no, but you want to give them a catnap so when he comes to the Seudah with his family, it's for koach. Shalom bayit. Zeyafe. Femeon. Yeah? Ashrecha. Tomeon. Yeah, but mikol makom. You can't hold it against people. When I see it like this, Zetob. At least what? The Neshama is listening. Yeah? It says I'll tell you a different story, a different time, but I want to get to the Dvar Torah and the Parsha, so we'll end it here for a second. Mikey, where's Mikey? I'm stopping or pausing? No, stop.